From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Details are limited on the recent arrest in Eureka of 47-year-old David Anderson as part of a sexual assault investigation. He's in the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges of rape, sodomy, lewd acts with a minor, false imprisonment, and human trafficking. He's being held on $3 million bail. Because the investigation's ongoing, no further details are being released. Investigators made quick work, cuffing a man in connection with two fires set in Eureka early Tuesday. At about 4:20 a.m., officers went to an apartment complex on the 1300 block of 6th Street for a subject reportedly running on the steps of the property with a device discharging an open flame. Officers responded, but no smoke or flames were located coming from the building or the surrounding area. Officers searched the vicinity and quickly came upon 42-year-old Jeremy Notman in the alleyway on the 900 block of 4th Street. He displayed objective signs of being under the influence and was taken into custody. He was found to be in possession of a device consistent with the item described, discharging flames. Later on, at about 6 in the morning, authorities got a call about smoke coming from a laundry room at that same complex. Notman's now been charged with the original incident and with setting that second fire. He's being held on $75,000 bail. As you head out for your holiday destinations this week and next, the California Highway Patrol is set to begin its Christmas maximum enforcement period. The additional enforcement intended to further ensure the safety of the driving public during the holidays. It begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 21st, and continues through 11:59 p.m. on Christmas Day. The focus of the MEP, speed limit enforcement, but officers also will be watching for any signs of impaired driving. During the period, all available officers will be out on the roadways for enhanced enforcement efforts. Last year, 16 people died in collisions during the 2017 Christmas MEP. Centerville Road reopened, but the advisories are in place that dangerous conditions could occur anytime without notice. High tides are predicted to be over 7 feet for the next few days, and tides do cross Centerville Road at Humboldt County Park at Centerville Beach. Advisory signs are posted on the north and south sides of the park. Drive carefully, and if the waves are near the roadway or if there is standing water, do not attempt to cross the road, say officials. Doing so could cause your vehicle to stall out and be pulled into even deeper water. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.